Montana.
Good morning, I'm Renee Montaigne. A donkey has been released from a Mexican jail. Blackie the Burro was charged with assault and battery after biting and kicking two men near a ranch in Chiapas. Blackie served 3 days, and his owner paid a fine to cover hospital bills and salary for the days the victims missed work. Police officer Sinar Gomez pointed out, around here, if someone commits a crime, they are jailed, no matter who they are or what they are. It's Morning Edition.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jean Cochran. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is getting a first-hand look at the cyclone-devastated region of Myanmar. The storm hit nearly 3 weeks ago, and since then, only a trickle of international humanitarian aid has been allowed in. Ban is hoping to change that, as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from neighboring Bangkok.
The Secretary General was flown by helicopter to the hard-hit Irrawaddy Delta, where Ban says the UN has reached only about 25% of those in need. Aid agencies say as many as 2.5 million people need help of some kind. Myanmar's government says at least 134,000 people are either dead or missing nearly 3 weeks after the storm hit. Tomorrow, Ban travels to Myanmar's new capital, Naypyidaw, for a meeting with Myanmar's top leader, Senior General Than Shwe. There, Ban hopes to convince the general to allow more aid and more access for international aid workers in order to prevent desperate storm survivors from turning into the next wave of storm victims. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
The official 3-day mourning period ended in China today. As the government announced, the death toll from last week's earthquake has risen past 51,000. Another 29,000 people remain missing. China's leaders are promising a $10 billion reconstruction fund. They have raised the possibility that UN Chief Ban Ki-moon might visit Sichuan, the southwestern province hit hardest by the quake. Oil industry executives go back to Capitol Hill this morning, this time to answer questions from lawmakers on a House panel. Senators yesterday did not hold back, blasting them for raising prices and profits. John Lowe of ConocoPhillips explained their hands are tied.
Access to resources is severely restricted in the United States and abroad, and the American oil industry must compete with national oil companies, who are often much larger and have the support of their governments.
Democrat Dianne Feinstein derided the executives as presenting themselves, in her words, as hapless victims.
You rack up record profits for any corporation in the United States of America, quarter after quarter after quarter, and apparently have no ethical compass about the price of gasoline.
Crude oil prices continued their record push upward with no end in sight. The price today in Asia for the first time topped $135 a barrel. Starting June 15th, American Airlines will start charging passengers $15 to check a single piece of luggage. It blames rising oil prices, saying they've added nearly $3 billion a year to its fuel bill. American also plans to cut domestic flights, and that will result in the layoffs of possibly thousands of workers. It was just last month American agreed to join other major carriers in charging $25 for a second checked bag. This is NPR. President Bush will take part in All-American Week at Fort Bragg, North Carolina today. The post is home to the famed 82nd Airborne Division, which led the surge in Iraq. President Bush will welcome the troops home and tell them the surge has succeeded. He's also expected to once again urge Congress to pass a no-strings-attached war funding bill. The Senate votes today on the $165 billion measure. In a bipartisan compromise struck last night, leaders agreed to take out domestic provisions and vote on them in a separate measure. That move could doom billions of dollars Democrats had sought for additional unemployment benefits, an upgrade for veterans' education benefits, and various other programs. More than 4 million people may have had their personal information compromised in a major breach of security at a New York bank. Harriet Jones of member station WNPR reports.
A box of unencrypted data storage tapes was being transported by a company working for Bank of New York Mellon when it was stolen from an unlocked truck. The tapes contained names, social security numbers, and bank account details of some 4.5 million people. The bank says there's no evidence as yet the data has been accessed or used. The theft occurred in February, but a Connecticut bank whose customers were among those affected was only contacted about the breach this week. Connecticut's Attorney General Richard Blumenthal says he's disturbed by the incident.
The loss of this tape so far, unrecovered and unremedied, is
inexplicable and intolerable, and will stand as another example of why stronger safeguards are needed.
Blumenthal is calling on the bank to offer 2 years of credit monitoring to all those affected. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Jones in Hartford.
I'm Jean Cochran in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, presenting the final report of the Pew Commission on Industrial Farm Animal Production at pewtrusts.org.
Good morning, I'm Mike Sola. It's 48 degrees on Friends Plaza at 535. We have a clear sky across the area. In fact, clear sky for all of Illinois and Indiana, with the exception of far western Illinois, where clouds have started to push from west to east, and thunderstorms have fired up from around Kansas City, Missouri, just south of Omaha, Nebraska, stretching all the way back into western South Dakota. That's a long disturbance that is heading in our direction. It looks to weaken as it moves into our area.